seeking collaborations with influential people? At GZPR, we create passion-fueled collaborations that go beyond traditional representation. A performance agency that onboards new clients every month. Our focus is on POC collaborations. Contact us now at hellogzpr.com, a self-aware public relations agency exploring world perspectives with leading talents. Hello and welcome. My name is Tiffany Farag and welcome to Get to Know You Cafe. Why is knowing another person deeply important? In an age where superficial interactions dominate our lives, the ability to authentically connect with others is becoming increasingly rare and invaluable. If you would like to master the art of getting to know others, take a look at our course or join our one-to-one coaching. Link is available in the show description. In my mission to open conversations and access deeper dialogue, I wanted to hear from you listeners on last week's question and discussion. Last week, Amy, Giacinto, and I discussed the question, how is your past holding you back from your relationships? We received a number of responses that further deepened dialogue. Today, I'll be discussing the episode and the responses that we received. Well, firstly, I want to say a big thank you to Amy. What an incredible conversation that was. And it was so great for Amy to be just so open and vulnerable with us on the podcast and with me. And I'm incredibly always grateful for these guest speakers that come on and share their insight and their knowledge and become vulnerable and share their stories and share their pasts and share a lot of aspects of themselves. So thank you so much, Amy, for coming on the podcast. And it was an incredible conversation to dive into, I think. I think sometimes when people think about their past and relationships, it was interesting for Amy to point out that it wasn't the romantic relationships that she was afraid of when being open about her past or things maybe that she wasn't so proud of. It was actually friendships and socializing and keeping herself put a wall between herself and new people when it came to friendship. So that was quite interesting to hear. And once Amy was able to open up about her past, she found that there were a lot of people who didn't change the way they saw her, didn't want to pull away, were continuously, you know, it was just another aspect or another part of who she is and wanted to get to know her more. So it's beautiful that she was able to be in surroundings like that, environments and spaces that allowed her to start opening up and sharing, you know, who she is, her background, where she's, you know, how far she's come and what she's done and where she's at right now. So it's beautiful. I think, you know, when you hear where people started or where people came from, like I know many stories. I know in Australia, we love the underdog and I feel like that's an underdog story and we love, see, like I love watching true stories about people who came from nothing or came from, you know, really poor, didn't come from opportunity, and then shifted their life around and made changes and took steps and you know, looking back retrospectively, have come incredibly far in lots of things that they've done, maybe financially, where they're at, where you know, where their mindset's at, where you know, where their health's at, where their mental health's at. It's always beautiful to hear those stories. I definitely know for me, it's something that encourages me. It's something that inspires me and it makes me want to like, you know, I can keep going or I can do more or I can do this or I can do that. I know a big thing for me is my grandfather's story and where he, what happened to him in his life. I haven't shared a lot of that, but his parents passed away when he was 5 years old and he had to move in with his uncle at 11, and then he ran away because his uncle mistreated him and, you know, had to fend for himself. And to see his journey and where he what happened to him and how far he's come and then immigrating to Australia with my grandmother and his kids and what he did there. It's an incredible story that I think inspired me to do all the things that I've done so far and that I will continue to do. And I think, you know, it inspires many of us. It's like we have, we can, you know, changes can come and changes can happen and taking action and taking steps can create more change and progress and growth and healing. So yeah, it's definitely that one of those those stories. So thank you so much, Amy, and it made me think of all kinds of things. Thank you for the listeners for sending your responses and being part of these cafe episodes. It's always great to hear from everyone from all over the world. It really does, like, you know, light up my soul and feed it feeds my soul. So thank you so much for creating this community. So we've got I'm going to be reading three responses. One from Canada, one from Germany, one from Lithuania. So our first response is from Stephanie from Canada. When we choose ourselves and accept who we are, we can then expose all the parts of ourselves without our own judgment, and when others feel that, we will inevitably attract the right people into our lives. Absolutely, Stephanie. I do like your point of view there. I think definitely, like, when we do accept ourselves, we're content with who we are, our flaws and all. We're not saying I'm perfect. We're saying, hey, this is me. I know I've got things to work on. I'm working on them. This is me. I'm content with myself. I think we definitely project that out to the world. And inevitably, I think we do attract the right people into our lives. And I think we have this energy of content, which I think draws people in, because essentially I think we all want to be content with ourselves and we all want to feel good about ourselves. So when we meet someone who does, I think, feel good about themselves and who they are and you know, projects that out to the world in a beautiful way, you definitely draw people in. I know I get drawn into people who do that. So, yeah, absolutely, Stephanie, I love your point of view on that. Our second response is from David from Germany. He said, how can we gain healthy confidence in being ourselves? Great question there, David. Healthy confidence. I really think, you know, what do you define as healthy confidence? For me, I think healthy confidence is, it's not ego. It's, I think, so when somebody, again, is content with who they are, they're authentically being themselves. They're not trying to be somebody else. They're not trying to be like somebody else or be a character from a movie or anything, or put people down around them. Like, a confident person, in my opinion, does not put people down around them. They lift them up. They see people's strengths. They put other people in the limelight. They're working on themselves. They're encouraging of others. They're not trying to show an image or be a character or anything like that. And it's done, there's a lot of humility as well, I think. And there's no standoffishness or people looking down at others. And they just have this, I think, a good aura and a beautiful energy and vibe around them as well. That's what I see as, you know, healthy confidence and someone who's, you know, doing you know, goodness for themselves and others. Like, I think, you know, healthy confidence is not just about you, it's about others and, you know, seeing the best in others and highlighting things that giving other people opportunity, not making yourself the, you know, center of attention, you know, being a supportive friend, being, you know, a supportive human being in the workplace, holding the door open for the person behind you, like giving opportunity to others and paying it forward. That's what I see as healthy confidence. Thank you so much, David, for sending in that response. Our third response is from Victoria from Lithuania. She said, people's judgment comes from their insecurities with themselves. Sometimes the more negative opinion you receive, the more insecure the person you receive them from feels about themselves. I agree with that there, Victoria. I think definitely plays a role. I think people's judgment plays a role as to, you know, what they think of themselves and their insecurities with themselves and their insecurities, I think, with the people that they have around them, like what they think of them. I think, you know, there's this whole thing of, you know, what are other people thinking of me? And so if you're have this incredible insecurity that's making you judge and look down on others and like be horrible to others, who are you surrounding yourself with that you're afraid of being yourself around? Or maybe that people that you're around are judging you or saying things to you, which is making you, you know, that domino effect of like someone, you know, for some people, you know, something horrible happening to them or someone mistreating them or letting something out at them or judging them. And so they do it to the next person. And also obviously it goes the other way. But yeah, I think definitely a big part of judgment, a lot of people's judgment comes from the insecurity that they feel of, you know, what people think of them, and what they think people are going to think of them based on who they are or what they do or what they say or anything like that. So yeah, it's definitely plays a role. I'm sure lots of people know people like that in their lives and maybe experience that moments of that themselves. But yeah, definitely, I think a big thing in many cultures is, you know, what are people going to say of me or my family or my children or anything or what I do and say in my life. So I have to, you know, people look for the comfort of others or make them make change, you know, put themselves in bad positions that they don't feel good about for the comfort of others' viewpoints of them. But, you know, in the end, the true thing is here. If people are going to judge you, they're going to judge you no matter what you do. You can be doing all the good things or whatever, you know. People are going to judge you either way, so who cares? And if those who want to judge you, you don't need to surround yourself with them, you know. If in many cases, you don't have to, you know, you can make the choice to not be around them. I know in workplaces and things like that, but you don't have to socialize or you limit the amount of time you're around those people anyway. So yeah, I think that looking at who you're surrounding yourself with really shifts everything in your life, your relationships, your mental health, your finances, everything, your social health, your spiritual health really impacts everything. So yeah, take a big look at where you're putting your energy, who you're putting your energy in, who's around you, you know, who are you surrounding yourself with, who are you investing in, you know, and even a relationship or somebody that you're interested in as well. Like, you know, like be weary of all those different things. And there's something I do, you know, I need to also work on myself. Like sometimes I say things for, you know, that I think or my opinion about certain things, but it's hard for me to follow my own words as well, you know? So it's something that I'm like, Tiffany, you know, you said this, like I listen back to these podcasts and so on, and I'm like, damn, that was a really good point there, Tiffany, that I said. But then you don't take it on yourself. And I'm sure you guys do it too. You give out good advice or you give out good thoughts and opinions about things. And then you're like, shit, I should listen to myself here. So yeah. Thank you so much, everybody, for sending these responses in. It's always interesting hearing these different responses and everyone adding to the conversation. And, you know, we all have different backgrounds and experiences and ways of thinking. So it really helps us all gain a clearer picture of who we are and who we want to be and how we can get to know others. So thank you, everyone, for being part of this community. Looking forward to next week's Get to Know You Cafe. Thank you for listening to Get to Know You Cafe. If you enjoyed this podcast, rate, review, and share the podcast on Facebook or Instagram. You can tag me at Get to Know You Podcast. Be sure to listen to Tuesday's podcast and send in your responses for us to include next Thursday on the Get to Know You Cafe to further deepen dialogue on this topic. If you have any topics you would like us to discuss, be sure to tag me in a post with your question. Join us every Thursday on Get to Know You Cafe.